Yesterday we began discussing the Isser Malacha for an Avel, and we discussed the distinction the Gemara has, according to Moshe Shan, within the exception of Davar Avud, between sin and perhaps, and that's reflected in Malacha and Sebeis, as we read yesterday, that after the first 3 days of Avelus, an Ani Ve'en L'mayokal is allowed to perform Malacha B'tzina, but not B'farhesya. What's the basis of this distinction between Sina and Parhesia? The Aruch HaShulchan assumes, in Sifkat and Kavzayin, assumes that it's based on a concern of Marisayin. That if you perform a lacha b'farhesia, then the context won't be readily apparent. And therefore, out of that Marisayin consideration, even if there's a davar avid situation, Melacha b'farhesya would still be aser. And the whole dispensation for Davar Avod is only when the melacha is performed b'tzina, when there is not the same level of concern of Marisayim. Chasam Sofer, the Rebbe Sofer quotes the Chasam Sofer, the Rebbe Sofer in Sifkat Yinyan Beis. People will think that it's not Davar Avod. The way people will not understand that there is a Davar Avod dispensation.
They'll think that it's
Mutter Zimalacha while you're in the
middle.
Potentially both. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't. Right, so potentially Marisayin could be one of two ways, as you said, right? Either that people think that Malacha is Mutter from Avel, or people think that this person is violating his Malacha. Potentially both of those could be at play, and both of those would not be mitigated by a Davar Avod situation. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't develop what flavor Marisayin is concerned about. Could well be both. The Divrei Sofer quotes a Chasam Sofer who quotes a Shoel who assumed the same. This is Shuvas Chasam Sofer Evan Ezer Kufayin Gimel. The Shoel assumed that it's Mishum Marisayim, and the Chasam Sofer rejects that. The Chasam Sofer thinks that no, the real reason that there's a distinction between Sina and Farhesia is that Malacha performed B'Farhesia has a double problem. And just like the Ramban writes in Parshas Emor, that above and beyond the technical malachos that may or may not be at play in the context of Masa Matan and Shabbos, or if a person could engage in Masa Matan that on a derisa level is totally mutter, but there's another violation of Shvisa when you perform business in some kind of a public fashion. So just like when it comes to Melacha Shabbos, Masa Matan, number one, is usher in a Shabbos context, even though it's only the Rabbanan, and number two, it's a Chisaron of Shvisa, which may even have a D'Oraisa ramification, when you're performing malacha or performing business in a public fashion. So when it comes to an aval also, you have potentially both elements in the issur of business. So the heter of davar avud is limited to sinna, where there's only one potential violation, as opposed to farhesia, where there are two potential violations. And even so, the Chassid Sofer thinks that's only, so to speak, lechachila. If push comes to shove, in a davar avod situation, if the malacha can't be performed b'tzina, then you could potentially do it even b'farhesya. The Rebbe Sofer quotes the Stei Chemer, quotes other Rachonim or Machmir, that Malachas Ha'Ravid is never mutter b'for Hesia, even if it can't be performed b'tzina. Okay, we should focus now on Masa Matan to the extent that they may be distinct from the Isser Malacha. The Rambam writes, Perek Halacha Zayin. Remez La'avil Shasir Vasiyas Malacha, Zeshinamar Vafati Chagechim La'evel, Machag Asir Vasiyas Malacha, Evel Avil Asir Vasiyas Malacha. That's what we quoted yesterday, the Gemara in the beginning of the second, third parak of Moed Katan. L'kishem Shu Asir Vasiyas Malacha, Kahu Asir Lisa Velitim Beskara. Just as there's an Isser Malacha, there's a separate and distinct Isser, parallel Isser, of Masa Matan, engaging in commercial activity, even where it doesn't involve a malacha per se. V'leilich me'medina le'medina v'schara, and to travel for business. That's halacha zayin. Another Rambam writes halacha ches. Chol shloshi yamim rishonim asa v'asiyas malacha t'ilai ani misparnitz minestaka v'ikan v'eilich imaya ani asa v'sina v'sach besa v'isha tabu v'pelch v'sach besa. And halacha tes, Shnei Achim or Shnei Shutvin Shahayu B'chanos Achas V'iril Evel Echa Mehen Nol and Esachanos Kol Shem. If you had two partners, two brothers, two partners, who own the same store, own the same business, one of them is an Avel, you have to lock the store for the entire Shiva. Then that halacha, the Isser Masa Matan, and the requirement of locking up a store that's out of a shutvus, is based on Yerushalmi. We will see Masa Matan may have a basis in the Babli as well. It's definitely a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is quoted by the Rush, Perek Beis Simen Hay. The Rush and Perek Beis Simen Hay. Rush is working off, we're back to the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that we started yesterday. The Gemara has the following line a little bit further down towards the bottom of the Amud. Miriam Brei Deravin, Umar Brei Deravacha Brei Derava, five lines from the bottom. Havalu Hu Gamla De Torah Bahadi Adadi. They owned a yoke for oxen jointly. So they had a yoke that had oxen attached to it that they owned b'shutvus. Isra bei milsa b'mar brei derav acha brei derava. So mar brei derav acha brei derava was one of the shutvim was an avel. Upaske legamle. So when he was an avel, he broke off his shore from the yoke, and he didn't allow his shore to work together with his shutus shore during his period of avelus. Amar Vashi gav a rabbi kamar veder of acha avid hachi. So is that right that mar veder of acha did this? Nihi de lepseda didei lochayish adacherem lochayish. So very nice that he wasn't concerned about his financial loss, but shouldn't he have been concerned about his partner's financial loss? So by breaking off his shore from the yoke, he was causing a financial loss to his partner. Vatanya, imayum liskarin om luchrachin esel acherim, that if an avel is apprenticed to others, he was a sharecropper for others, re'eliyasu, they're allowed to work on behalf of the boss even when they're an avelus. So apparently, you see, there's no restriction on doing malacha or engaging in commercial activity if it's going to cause a loss to a partner. Mar, Breda Rav, and Breda Rav thought, even though in general that's true, that there's no iser per se of masa matan or of business where you're going to cause a loss to the partner, Adam Chashiv Shani, because he's a Tam Chacham, so he, on some level, has to hold himself to a higher standard, and for him, this kind of malacha done with his property as an avel would be inappropriate. But for any normal person, sounds like there's no such restriction. Okay, so the Rush is working off this Gemara. The Rush again, Perek Beis, Siman A, quotes this Gemara, and then he says, the Rif doesn't quote this Maisa of Mar Breda Rav Acha Breda Rava. The Rif does quote a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Shnei Achim, Shnei Shutvim, Shnei Tabachim, Shnei Chenbanim, davar. So you have two brothers, two partners, two butchers, two storekeepers. One of them becomes an avel. They're in business together. The other partners, even though the partners are not avelus, the non-avel partner needs to lock the store for the term of the avelus. So Rosh says, first glance, it seems like a machlok is badly shabbi. The story here on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis indicates that Adam Chashan notwithstanding, under normal circumstances, there's no iser for a partner to keep his business open. And the Rishami is beferish that it's usser. The Rosh quotes the Raya who asks this as a stira. And the Raya says, no, you can resolve the Babli and the Rishami so that they're not so sir. Devadai noalin chanusam ve'ena shutiv misasik ve'esak hashutiv misperfereska. So that's true, the Yerushalmi, that if you have a partner, one partner is an avel, the other is not, you can't have the business opened publicly. Aval beveisam misasik ve'esak hashutiv mis. But privately, the non-avel partner is allowed to engage in business activity. Even though they're going to end up splitting the profits. And that's why Mar Reda Rava should not have had to remove his shore from the yoke. If that wasn't a public display of commercial activity. And he only did so because Adam Chashev Shani, and that would have had a call, everyone would have recognized that as being his shore. But for a normal person, that would be considered sinna, meaning it wouldn't readily be recognizable to the public who owns the shore. And therefore, for normal people, that would have been butchers. According to the Ravid that the Rush quotes, there isn't necessarily a steer between the Bafli and the Shami. The difference is for Hesia or Tzinna. A business could open even if an avel is one of the partners, if it's being run by the non-avel partner, as long as the business is being done with tzinna, as long as there's no public angle. That's what the writer says. What do we say in Shulchan Aruch? Sif Chaf Aleph. Shnei shutvim chenvanim she'ira avil echameyem. Nolim chanusam shelo yasu shutvim v'frahesya. You have to lock the store. The non-avil partner is not allowed to keep the store open in public. Aval yachol lasos b'tzinna b'sof beso. But he can do business privately in his house. Afila beisak ha-shutvis. V'yema avil adul chashuv v'ha-shutvis nikra al shmo. That if the avil is an adam chashiv, and people recognize the business as being the adam chashiv's entity, shafilam yasu b'tzinah b'sof beisa yadua sheyesh l'avil chelek bo, asu l'sheni l'asas avil b'sof beisa. So if it's a matter of publicity, it'll be known that this is the avil's business, even if technically speaking the business is being done in private, that would be us as well. That's the adam chashiv shani. Look at the shafts of Kav and Kav Gimel. The Soser, the Mashikaz, the Beis Yosef. Rule Inyan Halacha. Kevin Shaharif, a Rambam, a Skim, a Das, Akas, Hafina, Tina. The Riff and the Rambam totally leave out. Our Gemara, Amar, Beder Rabba. It sounds like even Bitsina is going to be usher. For easy Bezek Abayis, right, in the way the Rambam quotes Halacha, there's no evidence of any heter of sin. The Rambam just quotes essentially the Yerushalmi, as he read a few moments ago. Shnei Achim, Shnei Shufin, Shahayu, V'chadus Achas, V'ira Avalech, and V'han Noel, and Asachadus Kol Sheva. Shah continues. For easy better kabai, shatikin dvar shabiz else, shifar plumber hockey nakina. Kitubis shall arrive it. The calf and the river are the shona. The rival is split between Tina and Prahesia. I'll start off here. The cave and the cost of hockey nakina and I'll divide riff a rambam. Hey, I cost of the kitubis shall arrive it. So once we sell if run biz yosef, that would be similar to the riff and the rambam and the isser, the even bitsina. So what right does the Beis Yosef have to say? We can follow the Ravid and be Matrix in it. Havadei Rifa Rambam, Eim Mechalkim Yitzin Olufer Hesek HaRavid. Look at the Matrix of HaRosh, Rambam. Ayin Sham, Ayin Shiv is Marshal. Marshal is Mekel. The Marshal presents this as the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, and he says that we really make or didn't pass him like the Bavli, that there's no Isser Maso Matan at all. Not like the Ravid. The Ravid says there's no Stira Bavli Yerushalmi, and the Bavli, which is Matir, is only talking about Sinna. The Yerushalmi that asks is talking about Befrehesia. The Marshal listens up. There is a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli is Matir, Shutvis, Lagamri, even Befrehesia. And Maker and Din, we assume like the Bavli. So the Marshal Paskins, it's essentially against the Sakh and Shulchan Aruch, the Marshal Paskins that B'makom Tzorech, after 3 days, maybe before 3 days, but based on the Marshal, the Chachma Sadim at least is willing to rely on the Marshal here for a sniff after 3 days, the Metzeves Moshe Ostalit, that according to the Marshal, the Mekor Adin, there's no Isser Farhesia, there's no Isser Masa Matan for the partner, for the Shutev, even before Hesia. So Marshal is one extreme. The Shach is the other extreme, though we pass them like the Rambam and the Riff. There's no Heter, even Bitsina. And the Mechaber, passing in the middle position, the Ravid, that there is a distinction between Tsina and Frahesia. Come back to this in a moment. Just take a look at the Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Dalid. Piskei Tshuva quotes a Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, Simon Shin Kaf Dalid. He was asked about a place where the practice was that an Onaid would sell his store when it was an Onaid. And that way, they keep the store open the entire Shiva. And then the person he sold the store to for those 7 days would sell the store back after the Shiva's over. The Chasam Sofer answers, Hine shamati ve'aga onem kishishoi shima yushutvim ve'echem dekrove ashitav doseis sivu l'shtoch ayde echad min amane akihila shema batal ashutvis ve'ena rotza liyos od shutvimo. So there was a practice that where you had a case of a shutvis, and one of the shutvim was about to become an avel, and they wanted to be able to keep the business open during avelus, so they go quickly before the goseis passes away, they would have the shutvim was about to become an avel sell his chelek in the store to allow the store to remain open when he's in avelus. By day zeh, he tivur lezeh shutvim lasek masam matan koy mei avel. They just stipulated that the Avel shouldn't make any money from the period when he was an Avelis, when he wasn't really an owner. But if we do some of what, that's okay. That makes sense. That works. Whether it's a good idea or not, whether we should endorse it, he's not discussing. But it's effective, it's luckily effective. The guy is still a ghost, says he's not an oval yet. So sell your chalak. But to do that when you're an onein is clearly a inappropriate harama and should not be endorsed. That itself is an iser masamata. Right? If the nihugi avelis are noheg during aninus, it's also masamatan as well. So selling a stable to the store is also masamatan, which should be usher. And this is like what the Nodav Yehuda quotes that I don't think we mentioned, but the Pesach Yeshua quotes this in Shemim Aleph. There was a practice of some people who would shave during aninus because they knew they wouldn't be able to shave for a while. So again, we assume like the Ramah that nihugi avelis and noheg during aninus, so the iser tisvah applies during aninus as well. The Mechaber, we said, was unclear. Machlokas, according to what the Mechaber meant. But the practice that the Nodav Yehuda notes, not approvingly, although better than if they would be shaving during Shiva, but the practice was that people would try to get in their last shave as an onein, knowing that they wouldn't be able to shave once the Avela starts. But a similar idea here, to sell the story during Aninus. Chazon Sofer says, that's an inappropriate harama. Amnam, yesh lilmod ksas uchus ala matirim. So the limitzchus is that people were in such financial states that they couldn't let the business just sit there for 7 days. So as it is, people will be looking for a tayram after 3 days, and considered a davar avod. Akein bachar rabbi miyuto, levat al ksas b'shas aninus. Dibi lav hachi, ikal plugs lav alis b'cha meko v'avol shiyamod achir b'chanus v'aydei rabbis b'chira l'achir v'aydei zi apanil us avli me'evo k'dino. Dem kein, ein da'i dino chamim makil mikam akam im lichas k'tokorach umutav shishogim. So the Chassan Zohar says, the limitless list is as follows. Anyway, these people are going to be looking for hatter for davar avod after 3 days. So better you should sell the store during Aninos and not have to worry about the business for the next 7 days and be able to concentrate on the Avelus rather than look for Hetayim for Dover of it after 3 days. So the Chazon Sofer doesn't endorse this, but he says that Mutav Shishogin and you don't have to be Mocha. What are the parameters of davar avod in the commercial context? So there is a Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkatan Vav, writes that if a person has workers that he's going to have to pay anyway, so either he can pay them to stay home or he can pay them to work. So if he has workers that he's going to have to pay anyway, that could be considered a davar avod. And you could have the workers do work for you during Shiva.
After
3 days. The Shari Shuva in Hilchas Chol HaMoed, in the Chol HaMoed context, says otherwise. Presumably, what he says for Chol HaMoed should apply to Avelos also, but he writes by Chol HaMoed, that that even if a person has workers, this is Shari Tshuva Simon Tuf Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Aleph. Tuf Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Aleph, he writes that if a person has workers, a person is in the printing business. He has workers and he has to pay anyway, whether or not they go to work. Shari Tshuva writes, that's not considered davar avod to allow his workers to go to work on Chol HaMoed, because the work that they're doing itself is not a davar avod. And even if the workers that you're hiring are people who are a Polish Elam Alefo, it would be much for them to do work on Chol HaMoed, but that doesn't allow you to have them do work for you. Sorry?
Do we assume over here that if an Ovel will have a Dabra Ovel for someone else?
Right.
Over here, I think, what's that?
That's what we discussed yesterday.
So I'm saying, so then, wouldn't that fall against the contradiction to the Shari Tshuva's Svarim?
Well, the Shari Tshuva is saying two things. First, he says that the fact that you have workers that you have to pay is not a davar avod for you. And then he says, even if you'll accept that and want to argue, well, even if that's true under normal circumstances, let's say the workers themselves are Polish Elam Malefel, who themselves are allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, then that doesn't give you license to have them do the work for you. So you're saying that in the Avelis context, we quoted Machlokas Achronim yesterday, that in the Shofet case, the Sapra case, if it's a davar avod for someone else, does that allow the Avel himself to benefit from, or to do malach on behalf of, the Avel, or the other person for whom it's a davar avod? Okay, so that may relate. Mm-hmm. Can I pull up that Aruch HaShulchan? And I have a... So, Mayor, can you pull up the Aruch HaShulchan?
My brother-in-law was like...
Shin Pei Vav? No? Okay, fine.
I need that language, in other words, to search for. I can't go according to my Baruch Hu. I need the shyness to look up.
What do you mean?
Oh, I have to look up a particular word to get to the Baruch Hu for a...
You don't know why you
system. Do it. It's the only way I can do it.
You don't know why you system?
I am.
Could you browse?
Okay. Rabbi Willer points out the Minhag HaOlam is to be makel on this, like the Aruch HaShulchan, to consider having workers that are going to be paid anyway as a davar avod to allow them to do work for you during Avelis. Pesach Tshuva writes in Sifkatan Hay, he quotes the Jewish Mishnah as Yaakov, who also, like the Shach, thinks that we should pass them like the Rif and the Rambam, to ask if Shutz was even Bitsina. After all, that's a Mashmas of the Rishami that doesn't have any such distinction between Sina and Ferhesia. Simon Shin Pei Sivkatan Vav. One second. Okay, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll come back to that in a minute. Okay, there are two lines in the Bavli that may relate to the Isser Masa Matan as well. The Gemara has an Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. The bottom line. I'll call him Mesim Kulan Ratsa Mamite Beisko Ratsa Eda Mamite. When it comes to all Mesim, meaning aside from Avavu Imo, the Avel has the option of being Mamite Beisko. Avavu Imo Mamite. For Avavu Imo, there's no option, he must be Mamite. What does that mean, Mamite Beisko? Says Rashi, Gon Skara. According to Rashi, we're talking about business. So it sounds like when it comes to other Avelim, there's no absolute Isser to not engage in business or to engage in business. It's optional. For Avvi'imo, it's mandatory. Avvi'imo, you're not allowed to engage in Schara. Afshar Mason, it's optional. Okay, hold on to that for a moment.
That's it.
Which one do you want? Sif
Vav. Vav. Yeah, I got it. Want to read it?
Is it long?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not. Yesh words from Lomar. The Achim Gimel Yavim Gom Mishayim Ani Yachol Lasses Molochem Besot Bein So. Tell us false. Arrive Rabbi Sein Mechokim Azeh. The Vahed Yatayi Besmachos. Ava Kol Shiva Yavim Asa Lasses Molochem. Who ubana ubenaisav, ma'avada b'shvachaisav ubenehato, v'chem oistrim lasais loy lavad b'dover ha'avid k'mivor sham. The parrot based upon cotton, u'lechem near the nistaiti, the bal malacha ha'machzik poilim u'meshamu lehem, yachol lasais malacha b'meisav fila yom miyom nishoy, sharet ein l'cha dover ha'avid yosu mizeh, sh'meshamu lehem ma'as mikisoy, ba'ad kol Yoim or Shem Mas people have Mazonis, Mikisoi, Zebu has a god of a low dummy, Lobadi Mishmachos, Shin Mishamim Lahan, Mikisoi, Vomasha Oithlin, Mir Umarvichim, Gum, below, Bolacha, Bolachin, Hapoil, Lifoil, Masois, a few of whom Mashir became near the Hodos, I am Mashikosta, the same Pacific of base.
Good. Fine. So the Yoka Shachar is saying, that even a Yom Rishon, meaning the following session, that the reason for the distinction between the first 3 days and the end of Shiva for an Avel, that has to do with the Isser Malacha for an Avel to perform, or Malacha being performed in his behalf. The Isser Schora, or the Isser of having his business open, is separate and distinct from the Isser Malacha, and there, to the extent that there's any Heter, that Heter is not limited to after day three. So that kind of a davar avod, if it's a davar avod for the avel, that he needs to go out and do work in order to survive and no one's going to support him, that's where we distinguish between within the first 3 days and after the first 3 days. As far as the davar avod of the Aruch HaShulchan's case of having employees that you have to pay anyway, if that's considered a davar avod to be matir, having your business open, the avod's not doing any malacha. He's just having his business open, having workers work for him, that would be possible even on day one. And the Aruch HaShulchan there only says B'Sof Beso?
Yeah, it's
all right. I think you said B'Sof Beso.
Where do we see
how Dabra
has
the
for even day one?
So we don't see that.
Right.
We don't see that from Malacha, but that may be true for Isser Schara, or Isser Masa Matan. For an Avil is not allowed to perform Malacha himself during the first 3 days, even B'Makom Hefsid. Here we're not talking about the Avodah Malacha, here we're talking about others engaging in his business.
The Ramah brings down the Hefsid Meruba even before 3 days. And Sif Hei.
Correct. The Rosh Hashanah isn't talking about Hefsid Meruba. He's talking about, he categorizes it as a regular Dov Rabba.
But I think his Lashon was Hefsid Meruba.
Was Lashon Hefsid Meruba? It's from there?
Oh.
I think he calls it a Hefsid Meruba. Because otherwise there's no head there for day one.
No, in order to, theoretically, in order to be Mati or Masa Matan or Schora, not by the Avil himself, that doesn't necessarily have to be Hefsid Meruba.
In the first 3 days.
Yeah, the distinction between the first 3 days and the last 3 days is as far as the Hefsid Malacha. I'm not sure if that's true. Okay, so I have to look into that, I'm not sure. So again, the Gemara in Daf Kaf Beis has I call a mason kulan rotsa mimai beiska rotsa eina mimai al avi ima mimai, and Rashi says that's talking about schara. It sounds like the issue schara for shar mason is optional. Then the Gemara has in Kaf Vav Amud Beis very bottom, Tanya Rabbanan. Haholach mimakom lamakom im yachal in mayi beiska yimayi v'im lav yigagali mahen. Person is traveling. If he has the ability to be mimayi beiska, great. And if not, yigagali mahen, Rashi, eino osa skar b'fnei atzma elam al-chabura. He shouldn't do skar on his own, only in a group. Okay, so again, Rashi and Afkafei said Rasa may might be Iskos referring to Schora, that for Shar Mason, it sounds like the Isra Schora is optional. Then Mukha Yosef explains, Dafi Gemma may base Badat Beirif. The Afal Bishin Esar B'Malacha Lo Nesar B'Masa Mata. And even though there's an Isar Malacha for an Avel, that's not optional. Masa Mata is optional, at least for Shar Mason. So, for Shar Mason, maybe there's a Midas Chasidus not to engage in Masa Mata, but Mikar did, it's Mutter, as opposed to Aviv Imo, where there's an Isar Mikar Hadin. Tosos Kazayim and Aleph in the second Gemara, the Gemara says if Yachal Imayi Beiska Yimayi, that is preferable to minimize the one's asek when on a trip. The Tosos quotes Pirush Bekunches Biskarasa, it's referring to business. V'nira de B'davar Avikamar. Tosos no. We're talking only about a Davar Ha'avud. Meaning to say that within Shiva, there's an Isser Malacha. Maybe there's even an Isser Masa Matan. And the Heter that we're talking about is for Davar Ha'avud. Tosa assumes that the Gemara Kav Beis, the Gemara Kav Zayin are talking about the same thing. Nearly perusha the hafa mayir ba'avi ve'imo, but mishum the holech b'derech yitiru lo she'gagli ma'im v'enu yachal amay, to b'shar meisim enu amay klal, and me'enu rosa. The Tosas, to transpose Tosas back to Kaf Beis, Tosas would say over there, we're also talking about Davar Avud. So I'll call a Mesim, even by Davar Avud, you have the option of being engaged in Schor or not. Aviv Imo, even by Davar Avud, it would be usher to engage in Schor. As the Kesef Mishnah points out, it's a difficulty with Tosos. Kesef Mishnah Paragvav Alachates. It points out, according to Tosos, it follows that there's no heter for Davar Avud by Avivimah, which the Kesef Mishnah finds difficult to understand. How could that be that by Avivimah there wouldn't be a heter of Davar Avud? That's why the Kesef Mishnah explains that this din is talking about Shloshim and not talking about Shiva. Just as we have the Gemara in Tanis Yud Beis, that in the order of Taniyos for rain, there is an Isser of Masa Matan. That's equivalent to Avelus Shloshim. So the Kesef Mishnah thinks that the Gemara here of the Mimai Beisko is not referring to Shiva, it's referring to Shloshim. And he says that makes sense, especially in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this halacha of Memay Beisko in Perek Vav, which is the halachas of Shloshim, not in Perek Hay, which is the halachas of Shiva. Rambam Perek Vav, halacha Ches and Tes. Akol Anezim Kula Mudu Leilich Beskar Halacha Shloshim. Alav V'imu Adshi Garbo Chaveir V'yamu Lalechi Manu. Akol Anezim Kula Rasa Memay Beisko Rasa Ein Memay. Alav V'imu Mimma'eit v'isko. So Kesef Mishnah thinks this is a Shloshim Halacha. When it comes to Shiva, there's no difference between Avi V'imo and Shar Mesim. There's an Isser Masa Matan. There's an Isser Schora. During Shloshim, there's only an Isser for Avi V'imo. No, Schora. It's different. Schora is different than Malacha.
You can't do
Schora for 30 days. Right, that seems to be true in the context of the Rambam. There's an Isser of Skora. Skora doesn't have to figure out what exactly the scope of Skora is. And Mamay Bisco literally doesn't mean nothing at all. It means to limit. So you have to figure out what the gedder of that limitation is. But there's some restriction on Masa Matan, which is Aser Tok Shloshim for Aviv V'ima. That doesn't seem to be how it appears in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Willi pointed this out, the Bader Shulchan points this out. As you have the Yisr Schora appears in Sif Kaf Gimel, appears in Sif Kaf Dalet, but the specific Shloshim context is only in Sif Kaf Hei. So in Sif Kaf Gimel, we have Ha'olachim Makom L'Makom L'Schor Rav Shamash V'Krov Im Yachol Im Maish Shel Alas V'Shemesh V'Asah Yir Mutter V'Im Lav. Then Mutter. I'll call him Ezem Rasa L'Mai Be'Esek Schor Rav Mutter V'Sof Yom Dabar Avod Yimai and like Tosos Rav Tzayin V'Mai V'Lav Yimai Yimai. Cafe is a kalamis ma'aser ashloshim yom leil chizkara le'mirachok. Dika pierce and gadol le'dom le'simcha shalach b'shiyar gadola. Smekum Harbing, going on a big, joyful, joyous business trip. Avi Imavad, she garbo chaveir v'yam lech imanu. Correct, and that's what he says in Shulchan Aruch. And that's the Kaf Dalet. Yeah.
You don't need it. It's
what?
No, so what's the Duke of Revolt?
No, in Shulchan Aruch. Those are two separate things. What is the geder of the Isser Schora that we're talking about? So that's two days in Muka Yosef, maybe Malchokas Rashi Tosa, we're talking about Masa Matan in general or Dov Rabbit. And number two, is this a Shloshim Halacha or Shiva Halacha? So, yeah, as far as the first question, the Mechaber writes in Ziv Kaf Dalet, I'll call a Mason Rasa Lamay, the Isser Schora, Mutaris, so I could go Dov Rabbit, Yimai, Rasa Eim, Yimai, I'll love Yimai, Yimai. Right? So that's understanding that the Isser Schora that the Gemara speaks of on Kafes and maybe Kazayin is talking about Dabar Ava. Second question is, this is a Shloshim Malacha or a Shiva Malacha? That's because the Mishnah points out the Rambam in context sounds like it's a Shloshim Malacha. In Shulchan Aruch, that's not so apparent. And the Chaver only quotes Shloshim in the context of the Dafka Zayin Halacha, not in the context of the Dafka Beis Halacha. I think we'll stop now rather than start Rechitza. And we'll do Rechitza tomorrow. Tomorrow, tentatively, let's try for 4:30 in the Besdin room. Okay? And I may have to make it a drop later, I'll let you know. But for the moment, let's assume 4:30 in the Besdin room. Rechitza. And maybe we'll start Nilas Asandil as well, depending on how much time we have.